Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Makos Daf Yud Gimel. We are holding on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian, for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They shall return home safely. It is also sponsored by Eliza and Aaron Hertz and family, in memory of Eliza's father, Judge Noach Dier, Zichrono Levracha, Noach Ben Meshulam Shraga, whose fifth yard site is Wednesday. And it is also sponsored by our worldwide Daf Yomi Shir, in honor of the bris of the grandson of our Magid Shir, our Magid Shir, Alicia Graf, this morning. Mazel Tov to Alicia and Daniela, and to Roni and Zava Kupchik, whose baby it is, and to the entire Kupchik Graf families in honor of the bris today. So today, Be'ez Hashem, what we're going to discuss is the following. First, the Mishnah is going to have three different halachos relating to an ir miklat, about having to inform a person if he's a rotzeach and they want to give him honor, and he has to tell them, look, I'm a rotzeach b'shogeg, a machlokas, if he has to pay some sort of taxes to the Levium because he's going to be living in their cities, and a machlokas, whether he returns to his original srara that he had prior to being a rotzeach, going to an ir miklat. When he leaves the ir miklat, does he go back to the original srara that he may have had? The Gemara is going to have machlokas amorayim, whether the machlokas tanaim about paying taxes is on the original six cities or the additional 42 are in miklat. And then the Gemara is going to have a parallel machlokas about returning to the previous srara, a parallel machlokas when it comes to an eved ivri, that if a person concludes his years as an eved ivri, does he also go back to his original srara that he had before? And that will bring us, Be'ez Hashem, to the end of the second parak, and then we'll begin the third parak of Maseches Makos, which finally gets to who gets Malkus. And that's what the first mission is. It's a whole list of people who are chayiv Malkus. The Gemara is going to have a machlokas whether you get Malkus for eating, or the Mishnah rather is going to have a machlokas whether you get Malkus for eating less than a kazayis of Tavel. Is there ever Malkus on an achila of Pachos Mikazayis? We're going to have three different opinions about what the rule is. Which Averos do you get Malkus for? If a person does an Avera for which you're chayiv Kares, but he got Asra for Malkus, or what about if he did an Avera for which you're chayiv Misas Bezdin? So which Averos exactly does one get Malkus for? And the Gemara is going to spend some time trying to figure out what each opinion is based on in terms of, we're going to come across some of the more important and famous rules when it comes to Malkus. Lav Shein Bo Maisa and Lav Shein Yitin Lasaris Misas Bezdin. We're going to come across the concept of being Dumya Delav Dechasima. So all of these fundamental ideas when it comes to Malkus are going to come up at the beginning of the third parak. So let's begin. Again, we're at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Kayotze Bo Rotzeach Shagola Li'ir Miklato. So similar to what we said, if Rotzeach goes to an Ir Miklat, so right away the words Kayotze Bo are a funny way to start a Mishnah. Kayotze Bo from what? So the last Mishnah was about if a person is in an Ir Miklat already, and then he commits murder b'shogeg. So now what happens to the murderer b'shogeg if he's already in an Ir Miklat? So the Ritva writes that in the name of his Rebbeim, that we should be mochek the words Kayotze Bo, because there is no shaychus to the previous Mishnah. This Mishnah has no connection at all to the previous Mishnah. But he says, no, maybe we should keep the girsa. And it means that just like we said that a Levi goes to another city in the Ir Miklat, and the reason is in order that his galus experience should be machnia him, should give him a sense of humility. So too, there's another din whose purpose is to humble a person, that a person shouldn't get too full of himself, and that he should realize that he's going through a punishment right now. And that's this din, that Rotzeach Shgol Ir Miklato, that if Rotzeach is in galus, V'ratzu Anshe Ir L'chabdo, and the people of that city want to give him an honor, Yomer Lem, he should say, the Rotzeach Ani, you may not want to honor me, you should know a little bit about my history, I am a Rotzeach. So Amr Lo, if the people say, Afal Pikein, they say, look, we know that must have been an accident, and we want to honor you anyway, because we know you, we like you, we think you're worthy of respect. So you Kabbal man, then he's allowed to accept it from them. Shenemar, how do I know this conversation has to happen? Because it says, Vizet var ha-rotzeach, that the Rotzeach has to be midaber. He has to say that he's a Rotzeach. So when they want to honor him, he has to let them know. But that's all he needs to do. Just a dibor. He does not need to do anything beyond a dibor. And once he's done that dibur, he can then accept whatever honor they throw his way. Second din in the Mishnah, malama yuschar l'levim. The people in the Ir Miklat would pay the levim for the right to be in their city, meaning they'd have to rent the houses during the time that they're in Galus, so the levim would make some money on it. Tiv Rabbi Yehuda, Rameir Omer lo yumal lem schar. No, they got to live there for free. They didn't have to pay anything special to be in the Ir Miklat. The Sfasemes is bothered that how could it be that there's even a shita that mal schar levim. The levim will just raise the price as much as they want, and they'll take advantage of them, and they'll be able to point to the halach that yumal lem schar levim. So the way the Sfasemes understands Shitas Rashi is at the very in the very original stages when they were mafresh these Ari Miklat, the surrounding cities paid some amount to the Levim to build houses for Rotschim in their new cities, and the Rotschim paid those cities the expenses that cost to build the houses. But that's it. Beyond that, there was no extra payment that they had to make. Tosfos understands it's really about taxes. It's not about so there is a rate. You know, there's a tax rate of the residents of the city. So they're just residents of the city paying taxes. So it's not really about paying a rental payment for the homes in the city. Okay, but that's the second discussion in the Mishnah. Third halacha in the Mishnah. That Rameir holds that if prior to going to the Ir Miklat, the person was an important person, he was a Nasi, he was a Rosh Beis Av, so he goes back to the original Sarara that he held prior to that. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, once he went through such a thing where he murdered another person, albeit Bishogeg, he does not go back to his original position of prominence within the Jewish community. There's a price to being a rotzeach. So now we had said that there's machlokes Rameir Rabbi Yehuda where the rotzchim pay schar to the levim to live in their city. So the Gemara brings two deos about which cities they're even arguing about. Amar Rav Kahana machlokes b'sheish. The machlokes Rameir Rabbi Yehuda, meaning halacha number two in our Mishnah about paying the levim. The machlokes Rameir Rabbi Yehuda whether they have to pay is in the original six Ari Miklat. That's where it says vayilachem ha'arim lemiklat, and we darshan from the word lechem. Demar Savar that Rabbi Yehuda darshins lachem means leklita, that it should be for yours to be able to escape any goel adam who may otherwise want to kill you, but it offers protection. But we do not learn from there that you're putter from paying any schar to the levim. But Umar Savar a mayor holds lachem lekol tzarchechem. No, these are your cities; they are provided for you, and they give you whatever you need. And therefore, you don't have to pay rental payments. Aval Barba Mushtayim, but the other 42 Levium cities, which are also collate, which also will afford protection, Divrei Kolayim Al Len Sachar. That for sure, they wouldn't have to pay rental payments to live in the in those homes. That there's no reason that they shouldn't have to pay the rental payment to live in those homes. Amar Le Rava. Rava says back to Rav Kahana, Havadai that Lachem Lekol Tzarchechem Mashma. Look, the word Lachem clearly means Lekol Tzarchechem. And therefore, in those six Ari Miklat, no one would disagree that they do not have to pay. Ela Amar Rava Machlokas Barba Mushtayim. The whole Machlokas from Meir Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda is about the other 42 cities where the pasuk says Ve'is Ha'arim Asher Titun Alavim Ashesh Ari Miklat Asher Titun Nusham Aratzeach, that you have six cities that they get to run to Ve'aleim Titnu Arba'im Mushtayim Ir, and on top of that, there are another 42 cities. So apparently, the Torah itself is making a link, is making a hekesh between the original six and the other 42. And that's really what the question is. How far does that hekesh go? Demar Savar Rabbi Yehuda holds V'aleim Titnu, when it says V'aleim Titnu Arba Mishtayim Yir, Ki Hanoch Leklita, that it's just like the original six, in that it will afford protection to the Rotschim. But you cannot learn from there that it's completely like the original six. Umar Savar and Rameir holds V'aleim Titnu, Kihan Hanach, that Aleim Titnu means like the other six in all senses. Ma Hanach l'kol tzorcheichem, just like the original six, are there to completely provide for these rotzchim. Af haninami l'kol tzorcheichem, so these 42 are meant to completely provide for these rotzchim. Aval b'sheish, divrei kol lo yimal aleim schar, but the original six is no machlokas. Everyone would say that there's no need to pay anything. So then the Mishnah said, chozel l'sor shahayaba, that we had another machlokas from Rabbi Yehuda. The third statement in our Mishnah was whether they go back to the original position of Srara that they had previously held. So Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara brings a brisa that explains the basis of the machlokas, but first brings a similar machlokas in a different context. Tanu Rabbanan, it says regarding an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri gets out of his avdus either b'sheish or b'yovel, when his 6-year term is up, or at yovel. So it says v'shavel mishpachto ve'alachuzas avosav yashuv. So l'mishpachto u'shav v'nushav l'machshech ziku avosav. He goes back to his father, but he does not go back to the sarara that may be a family position that he had previously held. Meaning he's a free man, but that's it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir omer af u'shav l'machshech ziku avosav. Then no, he even goes back to the positions that his family has earned. Velachuzas avosav ke avosav, and it says velachuzas avosav means that he's going to be ke avosav, that he would be like his avosav. Now in the Mishnah, the nidon was whether he returns to the srara that he himself had, whereas in the Bryce it seems to be not about positions that he himself had earned, but positions that are family held positions, because it's all the whole drasha is about avosav, it's not about him. So the Ritva says, yeah, it's the same thing, meaning it's the same thing. The point is, can he hold an important position? It's just that the Mishnah was mechadish the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that we pass him like, that even a srara that's his own srara, he does not go back to. Whereas the Bryce is trying to highlight the sheet of Rav Meir that he does go back to even something that wasn't even his, that he didn't even earn on his own, he gets to go back to his father's Sroara. But la halacha, they're going to be the same regardless. And then the Ritva writes that l'kala deos, he does not get a new minoy, even no matter what the level of the minoy is, meaning whatever would qualify as a Sroara, whatever, women are ineligible for a Sroara, let's say, so whatever a woman is ineligible, so he would not be eligible for that either. Whatever would qualify as a srara. A ger is ineligible for a srara. So whatever would qualify as a srara, and legabe those halachos, he would not be eligible for a brand new srara. Meaning even though the Mishnah spoke about his own srara, the Brisa spoke about srara of avosav, it doesn't mean, okay, so all sraras. No, it just means those two, that's where we have a machlokas, whether he's allowed to go back to or not. So now that the Brisa tells us, v'chein begola, and it's not only by an Eved Ivri, it's also by a Rotzeach that went to a near miklat. After the Kohen Gadol dies, the Rotzeach goes back to his city. So you have this machlokes, or Meir Rabbi Yehuda, whether he goes back to the original Srara that his forefathers or that his family had held. Because by Eved Ivri it says, Vishavel Mishpachto Velachuzas Avosav Yashuv. So Kshomer Yashuv, when it says that extra word Yashuv, it could have just said Vishavel Mishpachto Vielachuzas Avosav. And the Vielachuzas Avosav is going back on the Vishav at the beginning of the Pasuk. So why does it have to say Yashuv? L'Rabosas Rotzeach. That must be telling me a din outside of Eved Ivri to include even a Rotzeach, that he according to Rabbi Yehuda, he does not go back. According to our mayor, he does go back. My v'chein begola. What is the Brisa telling me when it says v'chein begola? How do I learn? Meaning, I know what it's telling me. How did the Brisa know this? How do we know that just because it says an extra word in the parsha of Eved Ivri, oh, that must be about a Rotzeach b'shogeg? That's a totally separate parsha. It has nothing to do with an Eved Ivri. Why would we assume that it's about a Rotzeach b'shogeg? Kiditanya, because we have a brisa that elaborates as follows, that it says by a rutzeach that goes to a near miklat, Pasuk says, Ki bi'ir miklato yeshev ad mos ha-kohen gadol, v'achrei mos ha-kohen ha-gadol, yashuv ha-rotzeach el eretz ha-chuzaso. So the eretz ha-chuzaso u'shav v'enushav l'mashich ziku avosav. So we could darshan from the Pasuk that he goes back to eretz ha-chuzaso, but not to the srara that his family had previously held, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir omer af u'shav l'mashich ziku avosav. But Rameir says, he goes back to that which his family had held. So gomer, shiva shiva, Asim. So very simply, we learn Gzeir Shava, Shiva Shiva, from Ebedivri. By Ebedivri, it says, El Chuzas of Asav, Yashuv. By Rotech, it says, Yashuv, HaRotech, HaLaretzel Chuzasav. So according to Abiyuda, the Rotech does not go back to the previous Sra, just like Ebedivri does not go back to the Sra, like we darshan from Shava Mishpachto, that he only goes back to Mishpachto and not to Sra Raso. Whereas according to Rabbi Meir, the Rotech does go back to the previous Sra, just like Ebedivri goes back to the previous Sra, like we had darshan, Vel Chuzas Avosav Yashuv, that he goes back to being Ki Avosav, having all the same status that Avosav had with all their Srara, and therefore the same thing is going to apply to a Rotzeach. So both according to Rabbi Meir and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you require this Gezer Shava to teach me this parallel. So Hadron Al-Chelu and Agolin, that concludes the second parak of Mesechus Makos, and now we finally get to what we would have imagined the Mesechta would have started with, which is, this is Mesechus Makos, so you'd imagine we should start with, or at least discuss, who it is that's Chayiv Malkus. So we're going to discuss, that's what the topic of this parak is. Now, whenever the Torah says Hishamer Pen, Al, or Lo, that's always a Lo Saseh in the Torah. When a person violates a Lo Saseh in the Torah, the default is that you're Chayiv Malkus. However, there are three types, just a basic introduction, there are three types of there are five types of Lo Saseh that one does not get Malkus on. Lav Shenitan Lasaras Mises Bezin, which we're going to discuss today. A Lav Shenitan L'Tashlumen, a love that you could pay as punishment for that love, so you don't get malchus and such a thing. We'll discuss that a little bit today as well. A lav shein b'maisa, with some exceptions, right? Nishba meimer mekal chaver b'shem edim zom. We already discussed that a little bit about lav shein b'maisa back on Daf Dalid. A lav anitak la'esei. We're going to discuss that in great detail in this parak, meaning if there's a mitzvah sase that could be mesake in the lav, and a lav shebechlalos, a lav that really means many different isurim that are not really related to one another, other than the fact that they're all learned from the same pasuk. So even though those are a lav, the Rambam writes in the Perush HaMishnah, those are, even though they're all lavin, you don't get malchus for those lavin. So our Mishnah is not going to give an exhaustive list of every single lav in the Torah. It cannot. The Rambam in Hilch Sanhedrin Perek Yutaz says that there are 207 chayavei malchus. He says simin laku zarim, that zar zayin reish is 207. So laku zarim, you get malchus for zar for 207. So 21 of them, you have kares and no misas beizdin. 18 of them, there's a chiyuv misas bidei shamayim, and 168 of them have no kares nor misas beizdin. So this is going to be a sampling of the averos. It is certainly not going to be all of the averos for which a person gets malchus. The way Rashi learns is we're only going to mention those that have some sort of chiddush associated with them. So ve'elu ein alokin, the following people are going to be chayiv malchus. Haba alachoso, someone sleeps with his sister, valachos aviv, or his father's sister, valachos imo, or his mother's sister, valachos ishto, or his wife's sister when his wife is still alive, val eshes achiv, his brother's wife after his brother divorces his wife. That's because if they're still married, she's an eshes ish, and he's chayiv misa, so he doesn't get malchus, according to Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, if you're chayiv misa's basin, you're not going to get malchus. So it must be that his brother's no longer married to the woman, she's not an eshes ish anymore. Val ishes achi aviv, and his father's brother's wife. Ve'al hanida, if he's ba'al hanida. Almana l'kohen gadol, an almana that to a kohen gadol. Kohen gadol is a regular kohen, is not allowed to marry a grusha. Kohen gadol is not even allowed to marry an almana. L'chora, it shouldn't have said almana l'kohen gadol, because it's not really about the almana, it's about the kohen gadol. Right? It should have said kohen gadol haba ala almana. Right? But it wants to teach us that someone who's ba'al, someone who's Asura to him is not only chayiv on the bia, he's already chayiv already on the kiddushin. The Aruch Lener points out, so that's why he wants to tell me almana likoyin gadol instead of haba. You know, when in the other case haba, it's about an iser bia, but almana likoyin gadol, the marriage is also an iser. Grusha v'chalutza likoyin hadyot, or grusha v'chalutza marrying koyin hadyot. Mamzeres u'nesina li Yisrael marrying a mamzeres or a nesina. Sina, there's a machlokas in Maseches Yevamos, who exactly qualifies as a mamzer, according to Rabbi Akiva, who's very machmir. They told him to stop darshaning these halachos because he was very machmir. Anyone who violates an isulosasei, the product of that union, is a mamzer. But according to Shimon HaTimni, it's only someone who's chayv kares or worse. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, only someone who's chayv from Mises Bezdin or worse. We pass like this middle opinion, like Shimon HaTimni. And the Nesina, which we've discussed many times, what a Nasin is exactly. Bas Yisrael Nasin or Mamzer. Bas Yisrael marries a Nasin or a Mamzer. Almana Ugrusha, a woman who's an almana and a grusha, meaning she became an almana, then she got remarried, then she got divorced from her second husband, chayavin aleha mishum shnei shemos. If her next husband is a kohen gadol, he's chayav two malkios, one for marrying an almana and the other for marrying a grusha, even though it's the same woman. Grusha v'chalutza, if a woman is a grusha and a chalutza, means she got divorced, then she got remarried, then her husband from the second marriage died without any children, so she had chalitza with one of his brothers. If a kohen is boiler, he's only chayiv mishum the iser grusha. The difference between an almana who's a grusha versus a grusha who's a chalutza, Rashi explains that an almana and grusha are both separate isurim that are mefurish and psukim. So you get a separate law for each of them. But a chalutza is not an iser mefurish in the pasuk. It's only derived from a riboy in the pasuk of v'isha grusha. So when you get malchus for grusha, you already got malchus on account of that pasuk. So you're not going to get a second malchus on account of the limud that we make from that same pasuk. So that was isure bia. Now we talk about other isurim that involve some level of karet, that involve kares. Hatame shachalas hakodesh. Hatame person eats basar kachim. Habal amikdash tame. Someone comes into the base of mikdash while he's tame. Va'ochel chelev. Someone who eats certain fats of the animal that are deemed chelev and therefore asr to eat. V'dam. Someone who eats dam of a behemah chayavov. V'nosar. Someone who eats leftovers of a carbon beyond the time of the allotted time that you're allowed to eat that carbon. U'pigul. A carbon that during the avodas he had a machshavat of chutzlus manu, so it made the carbon pigle vitame, or kachim that had become tame. If you eat that, vashochet, someone shechs kachim outside of the azara umala b'chutz, or he's makrevit outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Va'ochel chametz bepesach, the opposite of daf yomi coincidence. Va'ochel, right, we're as far away from the yisra of ochel chametz bepesach. So va'ochel chametz bepesach, someone who eats chametz on Pesach. Va'ochel va'osam malacha b'yom kippur, someone who either eats or does malacha on Yom Kippur. V'amefatim yisa shemen, someone who tries to produce a replica of the shemen ha-mishcha. It's a mitzvah sasei to make the shemen ha-mishcha that it should be prepared for the things that you need. The pasuk says v'asiso so shemen mishchas kodesh, but someone who makes it for himself is chayiv malkus, but l'tzoruch l'tzibur it's mutter. So here you have the same act depending on what your intention is. You're either in fulfillment of a mitzvah or you're going to be chayiv malkus. Someone who produces a replica of the Ketores. Someone who personally uses to anoint his own body the Shemen HaMishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu made. For all those things, a person is going to be Chayiv Malkus. The Rashi writes that it's only the Shemen HaMishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu made. But any other Shemen that's made similar to the way Moshe Rabbeinu Shemen HaMishcha was made, you're not going to get Malkus on it. Because the Pasuk says, Vasher Yitein Mimenu Alzar. So we darshan Mimenu that the Yisra is dafka on the one that Moshe Rabbeinu made. That's a Gemara in the beginning of Krisus. There never was another Shemen HaMishcha. It was the one that Moshe Rabbeinu made. It was Kayim Lasilavo. So that's why probably why the Yisra is only on the one that Moshe Rabbeinu made. Now, so up until now, we said all these things, all these averus were chayiv kares. But there are a lot of other Yisurim. V'ochel nevelos, a person eats nevela. An animal died without shechita. Trefos, or an animal that was a trefa. Shkatzim or Ramasim, eats creepy crawly things. Achal tevel, if a person eats peros that chumas meisus were not taken from, umaiser rishon shalonit the chumaso, or meiser rishon that the chumas meiser was not taken from, umaiser sheni vegdish shaloniftu, or meiser sheni or hegdish that did not have a pidyon. Someone wants to eat peros meiser sheni outside of Yerushalayim, so you have to be paid to them for money first, and then you use that money to buy food in Yerushalayim. You'll eat that food in Yerushalayim, but if you want it, and the same is true with hegdish, you have to be paid to the hegdish before you eat the hegdish. Kama yochal how much tevel does a person have to eat in order to be chayiv malkus? So generally speaking, you would think, what kind of question? How much does a person have to eat in order to be chayiv malkus? The ishir is always a kezayis. So what kind of discussion is it? So it becomes very clear in a second. Rabbi Shimon Omer kol shehu, v'cham mom kezayis. Rabbi Shimon says even a kol shehu, and the Cham says it's like every other isra achila where it's b'gazayis, not kolshu. So I'm lem Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says to the Chachamim, Iyatamodim libochon the mala kolshu? Do you not agree that if you eat a bug that's a tiny kolshu, shu chayv, that you're going to be chayv malkus? So Amalo, the Chachamim said back to Rabbi Shimon, yeah, mepneshi kibriyasa, because it's a full bria, it's a whole creature. So it has its own special chashivus as a, what we call a beria, it's a bria. So it has its own chashivus. Normally, kezayis is the definition of chashivus. But an entire creature has its own chashivus. So Rabbi Shimon says back to the Chum, avchita achas kebriyasa. By a chita, that's a full stalk of a full kernel of wheat. You should also be moded that that's kebriyasa. It's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. And it's a full thing. It's a full unit. But the Chum mod that the din of chashivus of a beria is only if it's a living beria, not just something that HaKadosh Baruch who created, it has to be something that's a living thing. So this is one of the dinim of beria that we have in halacha, that you're chayiv malkus on a beria. The question is, how exactly do we define a beria? We have other areas where beria plays a critical role in Yaredeya, in Bracha Achrona, but this is the original. So now the Gemara goes on to say, chayavi krisus katani. Now the Tan and the Mishnah mentioned many averos that you're chayiv curries for, chayiv misas bezin lo katani. You never mention anything about anything that you chayiv misas bezin for, skilis rev harag v'chanak, to tell me that you get malkus for violating any of those averos. Why not? So that can't be an accident. Masnis in money, it must be that our Mishnah is taking a stand and it's following a sheet of Rabbi Akiva hi. Titanya, because we have a braisa, echad chayiv krisus v'echad chayiv misas bezin, yeshno b'chal malkus arba'im divir Rabbi Yishmael. That Rabbi Yishmael holds a person could be chayiv malkus whether he violates chayiv krisus or whether he violates chayavi misus beizdin. Rabbi Akiva Omer chayavi krisus yashon b'chal malkus arba'im. That you're chayav malkus when you violate chayavei krisus. Bezin is allowed to give the person malkus, even though you can't give a person two onshim. That's not considered two onshim. And the reason it's not considered two onshim is shemasu tshuva bezin shalmai lemochlu lehem, because you could get out of the kares. You could do tshuva, and then you're not going to be chayav the kares, because kares is something that's meted out by bezin shalmaila, so you could avoid it. Chayavei misus bezin eino b'chal malkus arbam. Chayavei misus bezin never gets malkus arbam. Shemasu tshuva in bezin shalmaila shalmata. Because Chayavi Mises Bezin is something that's taken care of in Bezin Shalmata, and Bezin Shalmata does not respond to Tshuva. There's a Tshuva in the Nodeb Yehuda about this in Or Chaim Simen Lamed Hei, the famous Tshuva where he discusses whatever the crazy case, but he discusses a lot about doing Tshuva over there. So he says, even though Tshuva has the capacity, the ability to be Mechaper in an Avera entirely, but it's a Gzeres HaKosov that it does not patter you from an onesh in Bezin Shalmata. That a person says, Chatasi, and I did tshuva, and Kodesh Baruch Hu, can forgive him, and he could have a totally clean slate up in Shemayim, but Bezin Shalmata still has to carry out the onesh. A guy who comes into Bezin and said, no, I'm telling you, I did tshuva, and we believe him that he did tshuva. It's not that, there are some acharim that suggest that the reason Bezin Shalmata doesn't accept tshuva is because how would we ever know if he really did tshuva? Right? Two Edom come and say, Reuven killed Shimon, Reuven comes into Beis and says, no, it's true, but since then I've done tshuva, so therefore you should leave me alone. You shouldn't do anything to me. Everyone who's accused of anything will say that. And how's Beis supposed to know if he did tshuva or not? But we do sometimes recognize tshuva in Beis when the Gemara talks about someone who's psulei edus because of averus that he did. So if he does tshuva, he could go back to being a kashera aid. How does Beis know that he really did a tshuva, that he really meant? Yeah, he can go back to being kosher aid. Bezin does their best to assess if he did a sincere tshuva, and if he did, we believe it, we accept it. But when it comes to onesh, there's some other gezeres hakasuv that if you're chayv in onesh and bezin shalmata, even if we believe that there's a sincere tshuva, he's still going to be chayv that onesh. And therefore, to give him malchus on top of it is to give him two onshim. Rabbi Yitzchak says, even chayv ekrisus, that you gave them hasra for malchus, do not get malchus. Chayv ekrisus b'chlal hayu. Chayv ekrisus are included in all the arayos. They're written in the same pasuk. After the Torah quotes all the arayos, it says, "Kol asher yasam mikol tevi sel v'nuchusu anafashos osos v'lama yotzis karis b'achosos." So why does the Torah have to mention when it mentions the arayos in Parshas Kedoshim? it has to say dafka by achoso that there's a chi of kares ladona b'kares for lo b'malkus, to tell me that by achoso you're chi of only kares and not malkus, and from there you should learn to all the other arayos. It's one of the yudgam lishatar and judgment kol shay b'chal v'yotza mina klal l'lamid l'lamid alatzva yotza l'lamid al klal kuli yotza. So the achoso was singled out to tell me that that you're not chi of malkus. So too all the other chi of krisus, you're not chi of malkus. My time at Rabbi Shmuel, what's the source of Rabbi Shmuel to be chi of Malkus by Chayav Ekrisis and by Mises Beisdin? So the Chsiv Imlo Tishmar Lasso says Kol Divrei HaTorah Hazos Uksiv, and the pasuk says V'hifla Hashem Es Makoscha Haflazu En Yodei Amahu. It doesn't say what the onesh of V'hifla is, but we learn it Kshuomer V'hipilu Hashofet V'yikol Lefanov. It uses the term V'hipilo Hashofet V'yikol Lefanov Haviomer Haflazu Malkus. So I see that Haflaz Malkus Uksiv Imlo Tishmar Lasso says Kol Divrei HaTorah. So from the fact that it says Kol Divrei Torah, it sounds like all the averus in the Torah, the onesh is malchus. Oh, all the averus in the Torah, the onesh is malchus. So even by chayavei asei, if someone violates the mitzvah, say we should be mechayavim malchus, because the pasuk says kol divrei Torah zos. So it says no. Im lo tishmar ksiv. Ukid Rabbi Yavin Amar Rabbi Loi. It says im lo tishmar, and this is aligned with Rabbi Yavin Amar Rabbi Loi Torah. Some Rabbi Yavin Amar Rabbi Loi kol makom shemar he shomer pen va'al enu ela lo sasei. So the lashon of tishmar in the pasuk tells us that the Torah, when it says kol divrei Torah, means all lo sases in the Torah, a person's chayv malchus, but not all not all assays in the Torah is a person chayv malchus. So says Mar Ihachi, if it's on every lo sasei in the Torah, lav shein b'maisa nami, you should be chayv malchus even on a lav shein b'maisa. Why do we learn in so many different places that you don't get malchus for a lav shein b'maisa, even though it is subject to a machlokas? We learn shitas rabbudas that you do get malchus, but still, for the most part, we assume you don't. So la asos ksif, from the word la asos, it implies only if it's a maisa. Okay, lav shenitik la asei nami. So your person should be chayv malchus even if it's a lav nitik lasei, if there's a mitzvah sasei that comes to correct the lav. So says Gemara, no, in order to violate, to get malchus on a lo sasei, it needs to be dumya de lav de chasima, similar to the lav of l'sachsum shor b'disho. Because right next to the parsha of malchus, the Torah tells us about the iser of l'sachsum shor b'disho. So we learn from the smichus haparshios that the Torah is mechayiv malchus only on lavim that are similar to the lav de chasima. So since that lav is not a nitik lasei, so any lav that's not nitik lasei is going to get malchus, but a lav and nitik lasei, you don't get malchus. Oh, once we say dumi de lav de chasima, hashta dasas lachi, kulanami dumi de lav de chasima. All the kashas we ask, why don't you get malchus on an asei? Why don't you get malchus on lav shem b'maisa? All of that could be answered with this one catch-all answer that it's not dumi de lav de chasima. You only get malchus on things that are dumi de lav de chasima. So now the Gemara says, and what's the svara for Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Akiva who said that b'chayavei misos you can't do tshuva, and therefore you can't get malchus for it because you can't get two onshim. My taima, why can't you get two onshim? Meaning he already explained himself why it is that you don't get malchus because you can't get two onshim. But who says? Meaning why can't you get two onshim? Oh, kedei rishaso. It's from the pasuk kedei rishaso. Mishum rishachas atam chayvu v'yatam chayvu mishum shtei rishayos. That you can only give a person one onesh for an avera. You cannot give a person two onshim for an avera. V'Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel would respond, hani mili misa mamon o malchus and mamon. That's only if the two onshim are misa and mamon, or malchus and mamon. Those are two onshim. Aval misa umalchus. Misa and malchus aren't two onshim. Misa arichti. It's one long misa, meaning it's both a physical assault on the body. Malchus weakens him, brings him closer to death, brings him to the brink of death. Right. That's why before they give a person malchus, they have to assess medically what he can handle. Because one more of this, and he dies. Because this brings a person to the brink of death. And therefore, it's considered to be the same onesh. Ul Rabbi Akiva Ihach, if that's true, that the Chayv Mises Pesin don't get Malkus because of the Pasuk Kedei Rishoso, Chayv Krisus Nami. Shouldn't Rabbi Akiva say Chayv Krisus should also not get Malkus? Mayamrit, what's the reason that you said that they're not considered two onshim? Shim Masu Tshuva, that because he could do Tshuva and therefore he could get out of the Kares. Well, Hashem Yaslo Avdi, as far as we know, he hadn't done Tshuva yet. So at the time of the Malkus, he still has a Chayv Kares, so we should be Mimayit from Kedei Rishoso and say that we cannot cannot give him malchus? Meaning, how can we give him malchus knowing that there's still kares on his head? So Rabbi Yavo said from the pasuk Kederusha, so we should pater him from the chayav kares should be pater if he didn't do tshuva. But beferush Satorah chayav krisus the malchus. But there's a gzeres hakasav. Pasuk says the gamar leinei mi leinecha. Rabbi Akiva learns a gzeres shava leinei from leinecha. By chayav kares it says v'nichrasu leinei v'nei amam, and by malchus it says v'nikla chicha leinecha. So we see that chayav krisus get malchus. So it turns out kederush so is mema'et chayav misus beizdin and chayav krisus. It's just that chayav krisus have a riboy that brings it back in with the gzeres shava. So maskar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal ihachi, if there's a riboy from the pasuk tell me that chayav krisus get malchus, chayav misus beizdin nami. I'll give you a good riboy to learn that chayav misus beizdin shget malchus. Nigmarei me'enei mila'enecha. It says by avodah zara that which is misus beizdin im me'enei ha'eda, and by malchus v'nikla chicha le'enecha. Why isn't that a good enough limud? So done in le'enei mila'enecha v'ada vein done in me'enei mila'enecha. The words are much more similar when it comes to krisus and malchus than when it comes to misus beizdin and malchus. Says Mar, the words don't have to be that similar in order to learn a gzei reshava. Umay nafkamina, what difference does it make whether the words are super similar or not? When it comes to the parsha of Nige Batim, of a taras on a home, which may or may not have ever happened, but it provides for a lot of good sugyas and shas. V'shava kohen uva hakohen. That the pasuk says v'shava kohen. The pasuk says uva hakohen. So we make a gzeres shava between those two words, even though they're not at all the same. Zui shiva, zui bia. By both of them, it means that the kohen comes into the bayis hamenuga. He comes into the house that has taras. So you see that you can learn a gzeres shava even though the two words are not at all the same, since they mean the same thing. So why isn't me Einei and le'einecha good enough? Va'odin, I'll ask further. Ligmar me'einei mi le'einei. That we should learn a gzeres shava from me'einei, that it says b'chavi misus beizin, from le'einei, that it says b'chavi krisus. Meaning, okay, granted, don't learn from chavi misus beizin to malchus, but we already learned from kares to malchus. So let's learn from chavi misus beizin to kares. Da'agamur le'einei mi le'einecha, because we already have the lima that links kares to malchus. So Kibler, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak was mekabel from Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal this rejection. So it turns out that the answer that Rabbi Yavoah had given is now rejected. So the kasha comes back. Why don't we learn from Kederi Shaso to be memai chayav krisus that they should not get malchus until they do tshuva? Once they do tshuva, I understand. I can give them malchus, but until they do tshuva, I should not be able to give them malchus. You can only give them one onesh. So Kederi Shaso mishum risha achas ata mechayvo v'yata mechayvo mishum shtei rishayos. That this ashara is something that's given to Beisdin, that they themselves cannot be mechayev to own shim, and therefore chayavim isus Beisdin, which is something that Beisdin is going to administer. So Rabbi Kiva holds Beisdin is not allowed to give them malchus as well, but chayavim krisus got nothing to do with Beisdin. That's up to Shemayim. So that is not a limitation on Beisdin at all. Rava gives a different explanation of the machlokes tanaim. Rava amar asru beliktala kuliam lo. If someone is chayiv misus beizdin and he got asra'a, better not do this, you're going to be chayiv misus beizdin, then there is no machlokas. Both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva would agree, you don't get malchus. It says kedei rishaso, you're not going to get malchus on top of the misus beizdin. Ki pligi, the whole machlokas of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva, is the asru beile malchus. He was about to do an aver for which one should be chayiv misus beizdin, but they didn't give him asra'a about misus beizdin, they gave him asra'a about malchus. So Rabbi Shimon saw a Rabbi Shmuel holds a lav that lends itself to an asaras misus beizdin. You get malchus on. Rabbi Kiva suffer lav shenitin asaras misus beizdin. A lokin a lav that any lav that lends itself to asaras misus beizdin, one cannot get malchus on it. Rabbi Akiva. So according to Rabbi Akiva, I hachi chayavi krisus nami. Meaning, if the basis of Rabbi Kiva is that you don't get malchus on chayavi misus beizdin because it's a lav that's nitan lasara and not lemalchus, so we should pater him from malchus by chayav krisus as well, because lav shenitin l'asaras karisu. It's a lav that's nitan l'asaras karis. Why should that be any different than lav shenitin l'asaras misus beizdin? So why does Rabbi Akiva in fact say that you chayav malchus for violating chayav krisus? So I'm later of Mordechai l'Rav Ashi, hachi amar avimi me'agronia mishmei d'rava. That avimi me'agronia says in the name of Rava, chayav krisus l'tzrichi hasra, that you don't need hasra'a to be Chayav Kares. So it turns out that the Lav of Chayav Krisus is open to teach, to learn Malkus from. And the Raya, the Chayav Krisus, does not require Hasra. Again, the opposite of the Daf Yomi coincidence. Sharei Pesach Umila Anashafel Pishalo is here. That when it comes to Karban Pesach, someone who is Mevat and Mila, that's a good Daf Yomi coincidence, that when it comes to Pesach and Mila, right, these are two mitzvahs asay, that you get an Onesh even though there was no Asara of a Lav. Meaning, even though there's no los asay, v'dilma asara lekarban, but maybe the asara, the lav that it says b'chayav krisus is coming to be b'chayav someone who violates the lav b'shogeg in a karban, so you cannot learn to teach chiyuvei malchus to pesach milu d'lasbu asara lo maisi karban. Someone who's mevatel them doesn't bring a karban, so maybe that's what the lav is there for. So it says Gemara, no, hasam lav haynu taima. It's not because there's no lav. That's not why they don't bring a karban. El mishum de'iskish kalat harukul lavodus kochavim. The reason they're not chayav karban is because there's a hackish between Tekala Tarukula and Avodah Zarah. Ma Avodah Zchav Shevi Al Tasa, Avkal Shevi Al Tasa. Just like Avodah Zarah is something you're supposed to sit and not do, so too, you're only going to be Chayv Karban for things that you did that you ought not to have done. La Fukehani Dukum Vasei, as opposed to Pesach and Mila, are things that you are supposed to, yes, do. And by sitting and not doing, you're in violation, and therefore there's not going to be a Karban. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up at the very end of the page. Everyone have a wonderful day. Mazel tov once again to the country.